It has been promised to us. Judgment must begin at the house of God. This is a difficult word, but one which I believe is true. Will you allow yourself to hear a difficult word for a moment? With boldness, I believe it's time that we not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue. The sad reality is this: we have lost sight of the difference between that which is sacred and that which is profane. We have turned love into acceptance and tolerance. We have allowed the world to back us into an uncomfortable place. Make room, is the world's cry. And so we accommodate their requests, anything to get ourselves out of a tight place. This is not a new response. In fact, it's been the unfortunate response of God's people for quite some time. Jeremiah 23:14 says, "They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness." And even in using the word evildoers, some of us will cringe. Can we say that anymore? Who really does evil? Aren't most people good? They're not evil, they're simply lost. Who are we to judge someone so harshly? Instead, let us rewrite the moral code to accommodate, accept, and tolerate. This is a much easier way. It removes us from the possibility of having to suffer reproach, persecution, or hate. When we make room for them, then surely they will speak well of us. But woe are we when everyone speaks well of us, for this is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. As Art Katz put it, we are so like the world that we cannot be distinguished from it. This compromised standard, which has become the prevalent norm, may lull us into false comfort. However, do not be fooled. While popular with men, it is hated by God and severely lacks the power to have any effect on his established order. For he has declared with words which will by no means pass away that there is such a thing as holy and unholy, righteous and unrighteous, good and evil, lovers of God and haters of him, children of God and children of your father, the devil. It is time to come back to the trustworthy sayings. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst, 1 Timothy 1:15. It is time to repent for the fact that we have exchanged such trustworthy sayings for words of relevance, inspiration, and peace, peace. Jeremiah 23:17 says, "They continually say to those who despise me, 'The Lord has said, you shall have peace.'" Make no mistake, God will not be mocked, for whatever a man sows, that will he reap. Therefore, turn back if you are able. Inquire thee of the Lord. 1 Kings 22:7 and 8 tells the story of two kings, King Jehoshaphat. "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?" King Ahab, "There is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." Inquire thee of the Lord as Jehoshaphat, and do not hate his correction as King Ahab. Welcome it, praise him for it, thank him for the love of a good father, as it is taught to us in Hebrews 12. "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, that we may be partakers of his holiness." And finally, a very clear distinction between that which is sacred and that which is profane. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. But if you are without chastening, then you are illegitimate and not sons. This is not flowery language, but a literal distinction. Without holiness, we will not see the Lord. What shall we say then? It is time to know our God again, as he truly is. Do you know the true God yet? Do you know him as he truly is? Have you begun to hate the things he hates and to love the things he loves? Have you been made holy as he is holy, perfect as he is perfect? Do you long for the sacred and run from the profane? Can you tell a difference between the two? It's time to sanctify the house of God again, and the temple of the Holy Spirit, both of which we are.